Hi, folks. It's Scott from buyandselldvc.com. Have you ever thought of giving your family a lifetime of Disney vacations? What if we told you you can lock in today's rate for the next 50 years? Again, that's buyandselldvc.com.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by Stacy Nyman. It's good to see you again.
Nice to see you too, Chris.
Your smiling face always makes me so happy, in the, you know, when we're recording. So, and hearing you laugh, it puts everybody in a good mood because we've had too little Stacy Nyman time on the air recently.
Yeah.
We're going to resolve that, though. We're resolving that. So, look, at two in a row.
Two in a row.
So if you're listening today, today is Memorial Day. So, Stace, we were talking about that. It's a day. What is Memorial Day's meaning, Stace? Do you know?
Yeah, I think it's a day that we honor those who have served in the military who have passed away during active military service. So either in combat or otherwise, we just want to honor those who have served us in that way.
Exactly. So if you have parents, grandparents, brothers, uncles, sisters, aunts, children who have passed away during combat, you know, today is a day we'd like to remember them. So, and we appreciate and thank them for their service. So today is Memorial Day. Now, moving on with the show, here is going to be the show idea. And then we're going to go and talk a little bit about what's good in our life. We like to start with that. And that's kind of been our thing. And we've actually seen other people on Facebook, and I've heard another podcast start that. So I'm not going to give credit for asking how people are doing it, but I've heard it. So, but here's the show idea today. We want to prove our ineptitude to the listeners as if they didn't know by going back and forth. And we're going to try and stump each other based on these things. So you're going to pull up a list of resorts or carts or food options at Walt Disney World and Disneyland and mention the random title, and I'll have to guess the location. And then I've really decided to punish you by researching the names of shops and doing the exact same thing. And as I was reading my list, I was like, this is bad. This is really bad.
But, and you know me, if anybody knows anything about me, observation in terms of maps and places is not my, I'm strong suit. I'm a very observant person, but not in the world surrounding me usually. Like this is going to be a lot of me saying blah, 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 blah. And Chris saying, nope.
this is going to be the struggle bus today for sure. But you know what? That's the cool thing about like Disney is you don't have to be good at it to still have fun with it and enjoy it. And that's the thing like with the Disney vacation too. You don't have to go and purchase Genie Plus. You don't have to go and get lines. You don't have to go and get touring plans and the research. You can just go down there and still have a good time. It might help, you know, but like you don't have to do it. You can still be bad at it. Anyways, that's what we're going to do. So, Stace, what's good in your life?
So, I think we talked on the show 400. We have both of us have a lot of graduation things going on, right now. And that's very exciting times, but just something a little smaller in my life, but also at the same time, very big. I haven't really been able to work for this time that I've been out with my, surgery and recovering and all the complications that have come from that. And I've recently started doing small projects at work again from home. So, and I'm hoping in the next 2 to 3 weeks, I'll be back at work fully, which will just be a very, very good thing for me mentally and physically, just to kind of build my mental and physical strength up, where I'm not having to recline all day. So it's been really, really nice to be able to relax and to kind of do things, but it It's just when it gets to be a little bit overload, it's a little bit too much. So I'm ready to kind of get back into normal life.
When I saw you this week, you made a statement and it really put in perspective something on your recovery. You said, I was just able to move from the chair to the bed and sleep in the bed for like the first time.
Yes.
And the things that we take for granted,
I
like sleeping in
know.
your bed, I was like, oh my gosh, it must have felt like heaven just to be out of a
It
chair into a
and
bed.
it's crazy because that was like, I mean, it was, I think it was like 10 weeks or so that I slept in this recliner. And this is not like a cushy lazy boy recliner. This is an Ashley Furniture like pleather couch
Okay.
recliner. So I have
Okay.
like lots of pillows propped all around to try to make it a little bit more comfortable. But it's funny because I got so accustomed to that 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 became a comfortable place to sleep. Like I knew exactly how to sleep where I could not be in pain. And so
Okay.
when I moved to the bed, that's definitely better, but I'm having more aches and pains in my back and stuff now because now I'm getting accustomed back to laying in an actual supportive bed.
Oh no.
So it's like it's a process. So I can sleep on my side now, and that's probably a better what's good in my life, like to be able to finally sleep on my side for the first time since the surgery. Like just I'm not a back sleeper, so
Okay.
that's been really nice. It's not 100% comfortable, but it's doable. And then I just kind of wake up in the middle of the night and I flip over and go to the other side. So I'll be much happier when I can finally sleep on my stomach. That's what I'm looking forward to. So
Stacy, the world wants to know when you get out of bed now, just based on your inactivity level, is there a as
there's
you move?
not.
Oh, really?
I've found like that kind of stuff is better, but I mean, I also don't know if that's just because I'm kind of still moving so minimally that I haven't really gotten, I'm just relaxing so much still. But definitely I'm more fatigued just walking just regularly, like going to Target or going on a walk or, walking from the car to someplace. Like I can feel myself slightly out of breath, and that is not normal for me. So that's going to take the time to build up the strength back again. So I'm going to be doing that, and I'm excited about getting back to where I was and beyond. So
But knowing you better extend yourself some grace because you'll be like, why am I out of shape? Like,
I
why am I
know.
like gasping for breath? Or why am I, so tired? And yeah, that's easily, a situation where you can put yourself back three steps,
Exactly. Yeah, no, I'm gonna have to come up with a plan and just kind of I'm very goal oriented, so working towards those goals and just kind of increasing it a little bit at a time and not too much, so I'm not disappointed. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, I did get to see you and Scott and John and Char and Jen. We had pizza at the house, and that was really cool.
It was really fun.
I even joke with you. I was like, you put makeup on and everything. And
I
I asked the kids,
did.
when was the last time your mom had makeup on? They're like,
I know.
I don't even know. A year? I don't
It
know.
was
They're
super
like,
exciting, and I put more on. Well, I just put mascara on yesterday for Britta's little school performance that she had. I'm like, man, like I'm getting back into the swing of things.
That's awesome. Okay. You ready to start with the show?
Yes.
All right. So again, here's the format again, one more time. Stacy's going to mention a place and I'm going to have to guess the location. Now, the trick of it is it could be at any of six parks across the United States, and my shops will be there as well too. So we're just going to go back and forth. Fact of the matter is, if we have, how many you got, Stacy? I got about 15. You got about
I
15
did
or so?
15 as well. Yeah.
Perfect. So we're kind of hoping to get like three or four or five maybe out of the 15. That would be
One question
successful.
for you. Did you
Yes.
do resorts as well, or did you just focus on the actual theme parks?
I just focused on the parks.
Okay, same with
So
me. So I didn't go into any resorts or anything, so.
yeah. As I was listing the shops though, I'm gonna be honest with you. I looked at the shops and I was like, oh yeah, I remember the shop there. I didn't realize it actually had a name.
I
And
know, that's
then I
the
was like,
same.
this is not good. This is
All
not
these
good.
little carts and stuff. I was telling Chris before we started, I'm like, I probably won't go with like Epcot pretzel cart. I won't use that as one of my, 'cause some of them are just literally named
Yeah.
like pretzel cart Epcot. But there's some that I'm like, oh, yeah, That's that. But I picked some obscure ones, so hopefully you'll get a few of them right.
Did you go back and forth to verify they're not located in both places?
Okay, so there were a few that I'm like, wait, is that in both? So I did not ver I did not like cross-reference, but if there was any that I thought that might be in the other one, I didn't choose that.
So
So if there's any questions on things, I have my computer open. I can go ahead and we can double check.
we'll extend ourselves the grace I mentioned about making a mistake. But for example, I was like, okay, great. There's a good one called the Disney Clothiers Limited, and that's in Disneyland. And I was like, great, that's a good one right on Main Street. And then I looked, and it was like, there's also the Disneyland or the Disney Clothiers on Magic Kingdom, but it's not the limited version. I was like, okay, that's just too much. Never mind.
That, yeah, that's a little bit picky.
Eliminated. So there we go.
I wouldn't have gotten either one of those though, so that would have been
Well,
fine.
some of these are going to be like problem solving because you can pick out and parse out like the location.
Yes.
So you
Right.
want to go first? We're not even going to keep
Yeah.
score. This is only for entertainment value. And hopefully, when you're in the car, you might get a few of the ones we're gonna miss, and we'll make you laugh on your way to work. So go ahead.
Perfect. And I hope, like, when I was doing research on these, I did use allears.net, so that's where I pretty much exclusively got my information from, and they're pretty good with keeping things updated. So hopefully, like, nothing has closed or it maybe isn't open yet or something, and you're like, no, that's not a place in this place.
Or we'll have to
So
turn JJP loose to troll all ears.
oh, not all ears. They're so sweet over
They are
there.
sweet. They are sweet. They are sweet. So,
Okay, so my first one is a Shawarma Palace.
Shawarma Palace. And that would sound like something that came from Marvel, but maybe I'm all wrong with that. I'm going to say California Adventure.
You got it. So how did you? I thought I was gonna like trick you, and you were gonna say Morocco in
Because
Epcot.
at the end of Avengers 1,
Oh my gosh. So that I knew, I was like, there's gonna be something here where
Tony Stark says that I have a taste for shawarma. Anyone ever have shawarma? So I
oh, that's
figured it was Marvel.
hilarious.
Yeah,
That
exactly.
yes. And it's if you wanted to get like super like located perfectly, it is the Avengers campus in Disney's California Adventure.
Nice. Okay, now on some of mine, they're gonna be pretty easy. But some of these are really tough, and some of them are purposely duplicitous. So it's gonna make you think one and go the opposite direction here.
All right.
Let's just start off with one of these here. Let's go to the Adventureland Bazaar. Where's the Adventureland Bazaar at?
Okay. It can be in either Adventurelands. I'm gonna go Disney World.
Disneyland.
Shoot. I was like, I swear that I've seen the Adventureland Bazaar at Disney World because I thought that I was looking at a purse there. Of
So,
course.
Stace, when I pulled up the map from Walt Disney World, as I zoomed in on the area to make sure, there was no name. All they had was the sunglass location right there, but the actual shop, they didn't have it named in the list or on the map. So maybe it could be the Adventureland Bazaar, but
Oh, I don't know.
they
That's
named it
yeah.
in Disneyland on the
Yeah.
list.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the Oasis. Sip and Sweets.
The Oasis Sip and Sweets. All right, I'll go with Animal Kingdom.
No, this
Oh, yeah.
one is Epcot in Morocco.
Of course. At the out is it at the it, oh, it's Morocco. I was thinking the
It's a,
outpost.
yeah, nope, it's
Wow.
Morocco. I thought that
Wow.
that was like a very obscure name for something there, but I want to go
Okay.
check it out now.
All right, you hit me up with a good one there. I appreciate that. How about I give you an easy one? How about the fjording? Where is the fjording located?
Would that be located in Norway?
Well, Epcot. You went really close.
Epcot. Okay.
Yeah, there we
Yeah.
go. So
Okay,
you
Epcot. That's easier if I could just guess the actual park.
I figured that was my softball to you. Take this one, right?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And don't we all have a picture with the big troll? Like everybody that's
Oh,
ever been.
every trip that, well, especially with my family, with it being Scandinavian, every single trip we get a picture with the troll. And it's always tapping somebody on the butt. So,
Nice. All right.
All right. How about Prince Eric Village Market?
Okay, so we can eliminate a lot of them quickly. And I don't know if it's at Magic Kingdom or I'll say Disneyland.
No, it's a Disney World.
Shoot.
Prince Eric Village Market.
Where's that one located, Stacy? Why am I drawing a
It is
blank
in
here?
Fantasyland, so
Okay.
I'll pull it up real quick.
Why am I drawing a blank on
Prince
it? They're all the
Eric
same, they're all
Village
the same store
Market.
over there.
I'm opening it right now, and it's like a little, it's a booth off of a building that looks like it sells fruit and stuff.
Okay. Good
So
enough.
there's
Good
not even
enough.
really a menu. Oh, pretzels. It has pretzels as well. So
Okay.
it's just like a little wooden booth right by a Little Mermaid.
Stacy's out of found a guy selling peanuts out of a bag.
I
All right, all right. How about okay, how about another easy one? How about Gone Hollywood?
I'm going to say that that is at California Adventure.
Oh, I tried to trick you. I was doing my best to just lead you into Hollywood Studios. You got it. Good girl. Good
Good. That's
girl.
because
Gone.
I looked at a lot of the Hollywood or the California Adventure restaurants, and a lot of them were like Hollywood
Nice.
Land things.
Nice. I thought I was going to get you with that one, but you have proven to be a little quicker on those.
I was thinking.
All right.
How about the Tropical Hideaway?
The Tropical Hideaway. So I'm gonna go with Magic Kingdom.
No.
Is
It's
it
Disneyland
Disneyland?
Adventureland. Yeah.
Shoot! They're so close.
I
They're so close. I told you we'd be proving our ineptitude to everybody. All right. How about the Celebrity 5 and 10? Where is that located?
Is that I'm going to say Hollywood Studios for that
You
one.
got it. You're doing great.
Good, good.
You're doing great.
I'm
The
figuring out
celebrity.
your patterns.
Do I have the do I
I
have
don't know.
I'm not sure if I do.
I don't
Okay.
know. I don't know.
All right.
All right. My next one is, let me look at my list. How about the Joy of Tea?
The Joy of Tea is in Epcot.
Yes, it is. Do you know where in Epcot?
Isn't it the cart right by the World Showcase Lagoon right there? It's like
Maybe.
right, yeah, it's
Do you know
really
what
close.
country it is nearby? Because that's all I have.
China?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're always tempted to go and get like five bubble teas, and then we go in line and we're like, yeah. It's like
I
it's
know.
$35. Never mind.
It's
Let's
so they're
move.
everything's so expensive.
Let's move along. All right. How about this is an easy one. How about the It's a Small World toy shop? Where's that at?
I'm gonna go with Disneyland.
That girl.
Yeah.
That is
'Cause
the toy shop.
I can't remember like a toy shop by Disney Worlds. Or
Right
no,
off
there's
the
no.
exit. No, you're right. There's none
Yeah.
of there's none of Magic Kingdom. It's right off the exit when you leave the actual attraction. You have to walk through the outdoor market right there.
That's where I got my It's a Small World ears at Disneyland at that store.
It's a really cute store. They have like the only store that like you know how some like the emporiums have like oh they have a little of everything. I've not seen Small World stuff outside of this one shop. So
Yeah, it's
okay,
very cute.
good job.
All right, my next one is how about Neighborhood Bakery? This is a hard one.
Oh, but Duba, Neighborhood Bakery. Let me just think of the options I could have. Don't think it's there. I don't think it's there. I'll go with California Adventure.
It's okay, you're really, I mean, this is like really close. It's Hollywood Studios, and it's a new one, I think, because it says it's May 2023. And it's in Pixar Place at Hollywood Studios. So I think that you were on the right track, but it looks like it's like a cute little stand, and next to it is like a gigantic thermos.
Okay.
And so they sell, it looks like they sell Toy Story themed snacks and things there.
Nice. I'm not getting any of these at all.
But
I'm just
the people in front of it in the picture look super proud of themselves in the picture from All Ears. So that's a cute little they're
Okay.
like little chef. They're chef. They're not little chefs. They're actual chefs.
Stacy, how about if you want to go to get some treats and magic bands at Trolley Treats, where would we be going?
I'm going to say Hollywood Studios.
That's California Adventure.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Now, in your defense, they sell largely food products, but they did say magic bands and other souvenirs.
Oh,
So,
that's okay.
yeah, in there.
All right. My next one is Block and Hans.
Block and can you spell the last word?
Hans.
Boy, oh boy. Does that mean Hans? Like frozen? Does that mean? Let me think here. How about if I tell you? Okay, how about if I just tell you Hollywood Studios?
No, I thought you were gonna
Okay.
for sure get this one. And it's not even so it's Epcot, but it is it's the American Adventure. It's like the little it's like a little beer cart or a little beer stand or restaurant or whatever.
Okay.
The Block and Hans, let me open it up and
I'm drawing a
it's
blank.
purveyors of fine American ale.
I should know. I should have known
Yeah,
it.
that's what I thought. I was like, for sure you're gonna know that it says
No,
it's a kiosk.
I'm disappointed in myself.
That's
Okay.
okay. That's okay. You know, we don't really pay attention to the American Adventure too much.
Right. All right. How about the Riverside Depot? Where is that located?
I'm gonna say Disneyland.
That's Animal Kingdom.
Oh, that's a tricky one.
The Riverside Depot was in Animal Kingdom.
That is a tricky one.
Exactly. Some of these are pretty generic. There's a few coming up here that honestly you could make a case for all six parks. And you're like, oh boy, that's let me just throw a dart. Go ahead.
All right, how about Schmoozies?
Schmoozies, I'll say California Adventure.
Yes. Yep, that's in Hollywood Land in California Adventure.
I didn't even know it. It just sounds like
It
something that would be in
sounds like it.
California Adventure. Okay. How about the Pioneer Mercantile? Where's that at?
Pioneer Mercantile. Disneyland.
You got it, Disneyland. But
All
I
right,
was trying to
Disneyland.
lead you to the Walt Disney World too on that one.
Yeah.
Did you give any thought to that?
Well, I did because I was like, it could either be Disneyland or Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're a Disneyland guy, so I just went with that one. All
Okay.
right, how about the Cool Ship Cooling Station?
The cool ship cooling station. I feel like I should know this immediately. And I'm struggling to think. Is that by Big Top Souvenirs? Is that the in Magic Kingdom? Cool ship cooling station. No, that could be at something like Hollywood Studios, though, too. I'll go with Magic Kingdom.
It is in Magic Kingdom and it's in Tomorrowland.
It's Tomorrowland. Okay.
So I was like, you would either way you'd get Magic Kingdom with
Oh,
this,
wait a
but
minute.
yeah.
Is that the one with the gigantic spaceship thing? Look, pull up the picture, Stacey. Is
Think
that it?
so. Let's see. Cool Ship Cooling Station. It is. Yes, I think it there's a really here, I'm going to turn it around. It's like an interesting logo with like a Coca-Cola flying out of it. Do you see it?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Cool.
Literally, it's a cool ship cooling station.
I didn't expect to be pulling up like drink carts here though, Stacey, I'm gonna be honest,
No, you just said they sell more than drinks. They
Okay.
sell
You're playing for keeps today.
snacks.
Good
It says
to
snacks.
Betsy.
Do you want
All
me to
right.
pull up the menu? I can tell you
No,
exactly
ma'am.
what they
I trust
have.
you. I trust you. All right, how about if we went to Buana Bob's? Where is Buana Bob's at?
Buana Bob's. I'm gonna say Animal Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom.
Oh, what is that?
You know what? Actually, the picture of it just showed a picture of Adventureland. So I'm guessing that might be the name of the Adventureland Bazaar type location in Magic Kingdom is Boiler
Maybe.
Bob's. Yeah, that's what.
That makes sense.
So, yeah.
All right, how about the donut box?
The donut box. Sounds delicious to me.
It does, I know, and I've never even heard of it before until today. So like I'm actually finding things that I want to try.
Okay, now that you say that, then I'm going to think it's going to be in California somewhere. I'm going to say it's in California Adventure.
It's not, it's an Epcot.
Where's it
And
at?
it's in, what did I write down? It's in World Discovery. So it, and then looking at the picture, it looks like it could be over by like Mission Space
It's by Test
or
Track. It's by Test
Test
Track.
Track.
Yes. Dang it. Shoot. Did
And
you
it's
know?
literally a box, like the building is like a very box-like building.
Stacy, did you know they had like a grilled cheese sandwich like location there?
I guess. Do they still have that?
I don't know if they do,
I
but they
wonder if that's
did.
what Donut Box turned into. Could be.
They had a Gruyere and apple grilled cheese
Oh, that
sandwich.
sounds really good.
Yeah, when I read it, I was like, dang, that sounds really, really good.
Yeah, that
All
sounds
right.
good.
All right, how about if you wanted to get a souvenir at Seaside Souvenirs, where would you go?
California Adventure.
That a girl.
Yeah, good.
Right around the corner, right, Stace, as you walk around from the Incredicoaster,
That's
that's where some
exactly where I was picturing it, but I had no idea that's where it would be, but that makes sense.
Yep, that a girl. You did good there.
All right, how about Rita's Raja Blenders? And Raja's RAJA, so I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but Rita's Raja Bender Blenders, not
And benders.
benders.
And benders. She had a long night. Animal Kingdom?
No.
No, you misled me purposely.
It's California Adventure.
Okay. I guess I
It's
should
in
have
the
went there.
Pacific Wharf area.
Okay. I can see that now. Well, how come retroactively I can see all these locations in my mind, even though I've never been to them? Why is
I
that? Right? All right, fine. We'll go with how about Maria's Souvenirs? Where is Maria's Souvenirs?
Maria's Souvenirs. California Adventure.
Okay, so maybe I should pronounce it differently because this is how it sounded like to me was Maria's, but it's Maria's Souvenirs. Does that make a difference to you?
No.
It's Maria's Souvenirs. And I knew it would sound like Maria, but it looks like Maria.
Maybe like Marias or something like that.
And if you say it that way, where would it be?
Maybe Epcot.
Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. But as I said, Maria's Souvenirs, you were thinking, oh, okay, I know where that might be.
Yeah,
So
it could be anywhere.
that's what I was thinking.
There's lots of Marias.
Right? And Maria's too, as well.
All right, I'm gonna go kind of with a similar sounding name, but this is Maurice's Treats.
Maurice's Treats. Maurice. I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say California Adventure.
No, but you're on the right coast. It's
Okay.
Disneyland. It's in
Shoot.
Fantasyland. Yeah.
Shoot. I was thinking Epcot at first. And then you see how we didn't pick obvious ones here. Like we didn't say,
No, I know.
right?
I feel kind of bad that I didn't pick like Via
No, no, no.
Napoli.
This is good. We had to go deep, deep. We're about doing what I thought, maybe three or five. That's okay. All right, here's an easy one. I promise you this is easy. How about the Big Top Souvenirs? Where's that at?
That's in. My gosh, I was like, what is that place called? That's at Disney World.
Magic
Yes, and
Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom. Like, you never know what I'm talking about. I get all panicky.
That's the United States. Yes.
That would
Good.
be in America.
You got it. You got it. Okay.
How about Caravan Road?
I think you're trying to mislead me here. I think you want me to say Epcot, but you're trying to trick me here. It might not be Epcot. I'm going to say Epcot.
No, what were you, what other one were you gonna think of?
Caravan Road. I would say Animal Kingdom.
Yes, it's Animal Kingdom. It's over in Asia, in Animal
Gotcha.
Kingdom.
Gotcha. Did you know for a while that the Morocco shop, you couldn't find anything Disney related when Morocco had the stores back? It was like leased out to like different people. It wasn't like Disney run. They had those shirts with a camel that used to say the phrase on it, Habibi or something like that. I remember it like, but you couldn't find a Mickey anything. And then recently they moved all the shopping up front, and now a lot of it is perforated with Mickey stuff as well too. So,
Interesting fact.
yeah. Well, I don't. Not
Yeah,
so
I
sure
didn't
if
know
it's a
that.
fact. Remember, this is the Dubs.
Yeah, this is true.
The lines of facts are blurred at best. You know, depends on the
That's
delivery.
true.
The delivery could convince you of the fact or not. Okay. Give us a good one. It's you.
I think it's you.
Oh, yeah, it was a caravan. You're right. I'm
I just
sorry.
did Caravan Road. That's
All right,
okay. I don't want to get off on our
how about the
lists
Bonanza
here.
Outfitters, Stace? Where would you go for the Bonanza Outfitters?
Hollywood Studios.
You go to Disneyland for the Bonanza Outfitters, Stace. Now, in its defense, actually the name, the picture, it doesn't actually say Bonanza Outfitters. It says like Black Spur, like it has a different name on the actual shop. So like, boy, this is confusing, and I'm looking at it, so I don't
I
know.
yeah.
So I
That
don't
would that
know.
was just a guess anyway, so I wouldn't have known either way.
All right, how many do you have left? I have two. You have
I
two
have
left.
two as well. Yep.
All right, so we're gonna erase all the scores up to this point. It's a battle, me and you. We got,
Perfect. I
all
like
right,
it.
let's do it.
Okay, how about this one's not fair. Market House.
Dang it.
If I realized how difficult this would have been, I wouldn't have this wouldn't have been one of
Market
the ones
House.
that I chose.
Dang it.
Okay, I'm gonna narrow this down for you,
No,
okay?
let me. I gotta
Okay, all right.
I got a 17.5% chance of getting this right. Let me just throw one at it here. Market House. How about with Animal Kingdom?
No, I want to make another
Okay.
guess.
Well, no. All right.
Is Disneyland Main Street, USA.
And what did they sell?
Oh, well, when I click on it, it just opened Etsy. So let me try one more time.
I guarantee
Why
there's
did
not
that
an Etsy
happen?
shop on Main Street.
Okay, Market House. They sell cuisines with nothing listed on it.
A
Okay.
Dubs
Oh
operation. They
my gosh. Okay, so
don't
this probably isn't super fair. It looks
know
like it might be
what
the Starbucks at Disneyland,
Okay.
because they have all sorts of baked goods, and then they have like frappuccinos and stuff. So
Well,
I think it is the
I'll give it to you. It threw me for a loop, that's for sure. All
But
right.
usually on all the I purposely didn't pick Starbucks on any of the other parks, because I'm like, I'm not gonna do a Starbucks. But all of them had like Starbucks in parentheses, but this one did not have Starbucks in parentheses.
Stace, my lingering memory of Starbucks at any of the Disney parks is we stayed at the California Adventure back when we first took our very first trip there, and it was raining terribly. Lucille and I got up with ponchos, and we got our early admission hours, so we were walking through everybody, but the people weren't in line to actually get into the park. They were in line to get into Starbucks.
Yes,
So like there
that's
was
what I
less people,
remember too.
they were less people waiting to get it past the, past everybody. They just wanted to go to
And it's
Starbucks.
so funny.
Wow. All right, how about the House of Good Fortune?
Epcot.
That a girl. You should know that one. It was a good one. The House of Good
Yeah.
Fortune. Do you have any souvenirs in your house from the House of Good Fortune?
Yes, we have. I think Ethan has a few different stuffed animals. From there up in his room. I'm trying to think if we have anything else.
We have some spoons from there.
I think we might have a fan too someplace.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, last one.
All right, my last one is Feeding Ground.
Animal Kingdom?
Yes, Discovery Island.
Okay. And here's my last one. The Legends of Hollywood.
Legends of Hollywood Studios.
That girl, I tried to throw you for that one.
I
I
think I
saved it.
actually can envision where that shop is.
Nice.
I'm always, for some reason, I'm always looking for specific souvenirs at Hollywood Studios. Like, there's always something that happens on the trip where it's usually one of our last days, and I'm like, I need to go find this bag. And I go through every single shop there, and I'm never successful. So then I end up going to Disney Springs.
Before we sign off, I wanted to bring up another Disney-related story, and I've watched a few videos, so I'm just going to spring it upon you, and I'm looking for your gut reaction, if that's okay. So I want to talk about the Halcyon, the Galactic Star Cruiser closing, if you're okay with that. I know you've heard. So if you're a Disney fan and you're listening now, it's about a week and a half late. You realize that the Galactic Star Cruiser is going to cease operations, and the last cruise, in air quotes, is going to take place in September of this year. So Disney has decided to pull the plug on essentially the Star Wars hotel and the Star Wars resort experience. So pulling information from this, you're trying to seek out the reason why this occurred. So actually, the Disney food blog, aforementioned, I watched a nice video on them for some potential reasons why the closure exists. So this is what they speculate. So, and I want to just have you respond to some of these. First off, they said something that I had a hard time, putting into words, and they described it much better. They said it was just tough to grasp the concept of what you were obtaining, what you were getting, even with a Disney super fan. And the Star Wars subset of that super fan, it was just hard to understand what this really was. Disney said, we wanted to go and take the experience to a different level, yada, yada, yada. But when you go on vacation, you weren't sure if you were going to have time away for the parks, or if you needed to dress up, or if you didn't, if you could buy stuff there, or, they said it was part choose your own adventure, part. Mystery dinner theater, part whodunit, part vacation. And they had a hard time putting into concept of what you're actually purchasing. Would you agree with that so far?
I would very much agree with that, and that would be probably one of the things that would make me hesitate with it as an average person. I think if you were very wealthy, that wouldn't be such a drawback because you don't really have, you wouldn't have as much to lose. But as an average person going into something like that, it was very expensive to not really know what to expect at all, which is also a draw, but with just a lot of kind of question marks and things, that's a lot of money at stake. If it was a $50 experience, then it would be like, oh, we'll try it once and see how it goes. And if we didn't like it, it's fine. But with several thousand dollar experience per person, it you want to have a little bit more expectations.
Which brings the 800-pound, monster into the room. And they said it was the overall costs. It was a very limited amount of space in the actual resort. So they're only trying to sell it to a specific demographic. But routinely, when it opened, it was selling out, even on the odd days. But it became very difficult to sell that operation. And you still have to staff it, the 100% capacity. So the hemorrhage from a staffing standpoint, from a maintenance standpoint, from an amenity standpoint, was so much. And when they weren't able to go in fully, they were literally canceling cruises, in air quotes again, down to just weekends. But it wasn't discounted. And then they started rolling out the discounts, and they started rolling out the DVC discount and this, that, and the other to try and fill it. And at that point, between the staffing level, which doesn't get discounted, between the maintenance of the building, doesn't get discounted, they
And that's
realized.
where, yeah, that's where I was hearing everybody saying, well, why don't, if they just would make it cheaper, they would sell it out, but they can't, they wouldn't be able to continue with how much it would cost to run the experience if they made it, much cheaper to sell it out. So I think that's where that is. I don't think that they were, I don't necessarily know if they were trying to just kind of do a money grab there. I'm sure that, everything's a money grab, but it would eventually get to be just not a profit, and it would be worthless for them to continue doing it. And I think that's what they kind of were seeing.
Yeah, exactly. They did speculate. They were like, so what happens to the building from this point forward? What happens to the structure? What happens to the experience? And the cast members have already put out on social media, it was one of the honors, greatest achievements in my life to be able to participate and make this experience for guests. And it's very nice, it's very sweet. But as far as the actual structure itself, does it get knocked down? Does it become a much lower entry fee resort with less amenity and less interaction. You just kind of experience things as you're there. What would the possibilities exist? Would it be like a dinner option, like a 4-hour dinner experience, like a murder mystery or a whodunit or a, you know, Star Wars experience? What do you think some potential options might be for that structure, Stace? I know you haven't prepared for this.
You know, that, the other thing I've been hearing people say is, you know, they should just open it as a hotel. And I don't, I haven't really done a whole lot of research on it. It's not something that was going to be something that we would probably do in the near future, if at all. So I haven't really looked into it much. I just didn't know, like, logistics of parking and stuff. I remember from when Chris and Elaine were on the show talking about their experience, I thought I remember them saying that they parked at like one of the water parks and were bussed over or something. And that led me to think that maybe it would be too logistically hard to have it as an actual hotel.
Yeah.
With people wanting to leave their room and just drive someplace, it would be a little bit weird that way. So I hope they do something with it. I mean, based on how, you know, magical it sounded like it was, I hope that they continue to do something with it. It would be really cool to see. I think I might, you know, one day spring for a, you know, a several hour experience or something if
they
used it like that. But would that also be profit making for them? I don't know, you know. So.
Exactly. So I think that was what essentially set it up for failure is we are, we're just going to say we are Disney super fans, right? Based on what we do and how we vacation and things we like to look at in social media. And we acknowledge Star Wars as part of the Disney umbrella. And we like Star Wars. You know, I do. Lisa does. Everyone does. But, you know, we were never compelled to spend that kind of money on there. Right? I stood back and be like, yeah, it's really cool. But cool in the way that you'd see like, I don't know, maybe like a Corvette down the street. But in the back of your mind, you're like, yeah, I'm never going to buy a Corvette. You know what I mean?
Right. No. I'll just enjoy somebody else telling me about their experiences on it, you know?
Exactly. Final piece of that. Tracy McCoy is a travel agent. She said, and Tracy is a very experienced travel agent. She goes, I never had anybody book it. She goes, no one ever booked it through me. And that's telling when you have a very experienced, popular travel agent say that I've never booked it, of how potentially, I mean, I know there's only 190 rooms, whatever, that number could be off, but if she's booked zero, that's not
right,
you know, so not too hard to see that.
Exactly.
Okay, well, we're going to see things play out over time with that. And, you know, I'm excited, though, for the possibilities of what this could mean for the future, though, with, like, immersive storytelling, because there does seem to be a set of people that want more than just parks.
Right.
Parks. Mm-hmm. Food. They want, you know, there's something, a desire for something new, which is
right.
Pretty cool. And they have the Imagineering team to pull something like this off.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, I even think something like, I really like Enchanted Tales of Belle, you know, even though it's considered like a little kid thing, but it's just something so different where you go and you immerse yourself into a story and it's only for, you know, 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes or whatever, but it's just, that's, there's something so different and so fun about that. And if, you know, you could do something like that for just, you know, for a longer period of time, I would love to see stuff like that, more things like that happen. And that, like, I love escape rooms and I love kind of like getting myself into a story. So hopefully there'll be more, you know, more things popping up like that throughout.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, next to your car dealership, I'm going to open up a Disney themed escape room with all sorts of different stories. So let's do that. We'll be millionaires.
Gazillionaires.
So. Then we can afford the Star Wars attractions, you know, the Star Wars experiences. They're gone.
Right. And then lastly, before we sign off, I know we gave a little, we literally made this spiel on our 400th show saying that if we forget to mention you, we do apologize. And then I've had like this crazy guilt all week long, knowing of all these people that have supported us and that we didn't mention in the show. And again, we apologize. There have been so many people that have helped us get to this point. I literally felt terrible afterwards. Like man, I missed Tim and Amy.
But you would have felt more terrible if you would have missed somebody out on the list, though. That's the thing.
Correct. So for everybody, again, I'm going to take a shout out back to 400 for everybody who helped us to get to this point. We are so grateful and so appreciative for you.
Yes.
We think about you guys all the time. And if you join us in EDCOT, you know that we try to have conversations with everybody. But again, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. It was not intended to be a snub on anybody. Just if I said 95, I would forget 5 and I would feel awful about that. So
yep.
Anyways, for my co-host who is smiling and laughing and in a good mood and on the road to recovery, Stacy, and for myself, I'd like to thank you. I want to wish you a great day.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.